It is the piece itself, soon to be the prize in my collection, to the envy of all who have sought it. Eyes riveted to the tool's small display screen, he cut himself off. This can't be right, he said in a shaky voice. More roughly, he pressed the scanner to another section of the emblem. This can't be right! His hands were trembling now, and the motion had nothing to do with Tandune 3's quakes, which were increasing in both duration and severity. This can't be right! Oxic slashed at the emblem, as if the tester had become a knife, then staggered backward with his hands pressed to his head. Koi Choir and the Nautilin ship thief hurrying in to prevent him from keeling over onto the floor. Without looking at Leia, Han said,
Did I ever tell you about the time Chewbacca and I were in the treasure vaults of...
Zim the Despot? She completed. On Dalalt. I'm saving that little tale for Chapter 7 of my book.
He frowned at her.
Book?
The Crook, the Wook, and Me. Volume 2 of my memoirs.
Han's jaw dropped a little more.
Who's a crook?
Throwing the tester to the floor, Oxic shucked out of the Nautilin's grip and stood to his full and impressive height.
It's a fake! A counterfeit!
Shuffling to the wall, he supported himself with one arm and began to sob.
Not even worth the metals it was forged from!
The floor shook again, more violently. Oxic composed himself and swung around to face Koi Choir, his red-rimmed eyes ablaze.
Obviously, the Republic group never realized they had spirited a fake from the Rotunda. That suggests that the authentic old Republic emblem had to have disappeared earlier, perhaps at the earliest phase of the Rotunda's renovation.
He locked eyes with Choir.
The name of the construction firm hired to oversee the renovation.
Nefif Brothers, she said.
Oxic balled his fists.
Sils Nefif, yes. Now wealthy beyond all expectation, he could have fabricated the counterfeit even before the renovation commenced.
His eyes found Jadak.
Or might the actual seal have been stolen by the person to whom you were to deliver the Stellar Envoy?
An Antarian Ranger, Jadak said.
Yes, yes. I wouldn't put it past one of those people to plunder a treasure.
You'd be better off figuring this out somewhere else, Counselor,
Han said. The strongest quake yet shook the room, knocking Oxic and Choir off their feet and vibrating the emblem's bracket loose from the wall. Jadak was just helping Choir up when the emblem tipped to the floor and smashed to countless pieces.
A just fate,
Oxic said in disgust, then whirled on Jadak and Post.
What would you two say to throwing in with us to continue the search? I'll pay you well. And Jadak, what else is there for you?
Jadak glanced at Choir, who smiled. I'm in, he said.
Me too,
Post said.
I want to go,
Alana started to say when Leia interrupted.
Don't you even think about it, kiddo. I'm afraid you're stuck with us.
The lot of them raced into the landing bay, where the light had taken on a different quality. Han looked up to see a horde of Yuuzhan Vong Greecha attempting to seal the lift shaft.
The Falcon will never fit through that,
Oxic said.
There's room in my yacht for all of you, Captain Solo.
Han glanced at the sleek yacht that had followed the Falcon in, then leveled a look at Oxic.
Leave her here?
Has it occurred to you that the Falcon is meant to be entombed here? The ship's final mission executed, its destiny fulfilled.
Han's silence was momentary.
She'll fulfill her destiny when I say so.
Oxic nodded in respect.
Suit yourselves. Princess Leia, Amelia, C-3PO, I hope we meet again, under more favorable circumstances.
Han extended his hand to Jadak.